24. Trump began following a series of op-eds written by John Solomon in the Hill newspaper, alleging that former Vice President Joe Biden had interfered in a corruption investigation in Ukraine, the second largest country in Europe, and a former member of the Soviet Union. The unproven allegation was that Biden, who had the Ukraine account for the Obama administration, worked to block the investigation of Burisma, a large Ukrainian gas company. Biden's son Hunter was a member of Burisma's board and was reportedly paid $50,000 a month. Congress had initially appropriated $250 million for the Pentagon to provide security assistance to Ukraine, which was in a border dispute with Russia over the annexation of Crimea. On June 19th, Trump personally asked about plans for the assistance, a highly unusual request from Trump, who rarely paid attention to such small details. On July 12th, Trump directed a hold on the military support funding. And on July 25th, a formal hold was placed on the funds. Earlier that day, Trump had spoken by phone with recently elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. In the call, a transcript of which Trump later ordered released, he asked Zelensky to talk with Attorney General Barr and the president's personal attorney Rudy Giuliani about an investigation of the Bidens. 3 days after the call, Sunday, July 28th, was golf day. Trump played 18 holes in the morning at his Trump National Club in Northern Virginia. It was a sweltering midsummer day. After playing, he stopped in the clubhouse and ran into Dan Coates and his wife Marcia. Members of the club, they were having lunch before a scheduled tea time later in the afternoon. Trump seemed taken aback, although he knew they were members. Marcia, a trained psychologist, had a feeling something was going on. The look on Trump's face was one of guilt and dismay, she thought. Surprise, thought Dan Coates. About an hour later, the Coateses were playing the long, straight 508-yard par 4 fourth hole when a member of Coates' security team came running up. Your chief of staff, Viraj Mirani, wants to talk to you. The New York Times just released a story saying that Trump has replaced you, Mirani told Coates. On the sixth hole, a 583-yard par 5, Coates read Trump's 4:45 p.m. tweet. I am pleased to announce that highly respected Congressman John Ratcliffe of Texas will be nominated by me to be the Director of National Intelligence. Dan Coates, the current director, will be leaving office on August 15th. I would like to thank Dan for his great service to our country. Coates and Trump had never set a date for his departure. Coates had hoped to stay until September to wrap up some pending decisions. Where did August 15th come from, he wondered. Later, when it became public that a whistleblower in the intelligence community was alleging improper conduct by Trump, Marcia Coates concluded that Trump or someone around him didn't want her husband to be the one to receive the report. She believed Trump wanted Coates out because he would have turned the whistleblower report over to Congress rather than protect the president. Ratcliffe was an ardent Trump supporter, but was forced to drop out following news reports that he had exaggerated his role prosecuting terrorism cases as a U.S. attorney. Trump eventually renominated Ratcliffe, who was confirmed and assumed office in 2020. The whistleblower report was eventually made public. The linkage between the withheld aid, which in the end totaled about $400 million, and Trump's request for an investigation into the Bidens, ultimately led the House of Representatives to impeach Trump.